The Girsa in our Gemara, our Mem Vav Amid Beis, is right after the Mishnah. Lema, should I say that the Machlekes HaTanoim, Rabbi Shua says, there's no Bal Yirah. So what's the problem? There's no Bal Yirah here, because it doesn't belong to you in the Tanoim. And the first Tanoim, not concerned about Bal Yirah. The first thing Gemara suggests, the Machlekes is with the Toivus HaNoaz Mom and Anat. And the Gemara says, not necessarily. Could be low. The Kuli Amasav Tevus HaNoah ain't a moment. The Tariq Paskin in general ain't a moment. And the Machlekes is Hoyal. That what Hoyal be, not Hoyal be Mikvi Lachem Chazile, Hoyal be Boy Mitchell Ale. The originally the Tevel, originally the Isa becomes Tevel. So then it does belong to me. The Shaila Tevus HaNoah moment means after you ready Kurish and Chala on it, when you mafrish the Chala, then the one was the balabas who's baking this dough only has a tovus hanoa. Once he's kurish shem chala belongs to the shevet kuna, so it's not his. So the first Gemara said, should I say because he has tovus hanoa? Now the Gemara says, no, maybe nobody holds tovus hanoa moment. That's how we paskin in the dorim and kedushin tovus hanoa ain't and chulin. All the other nafkaminas tovus hanoa ain't a moment. But maybe over here, the tanaka, the first tanaim hold that you can violate by matzah because originally, before he was Kari Shem Chala on it, it did belong to him. The Tevel was his. Then it's Kari Shem Chala, so he can undo that easily with a Hator. Not easily, he can undo that. And it'll be Igloi Milsala Mafreya that the Kriya Shem Chala was Betoya. So it'll be Igloi Chochem Oker Aneda Meikora, because the Chochem declares that it was Aneda Betoya. So the same thing, Truma. If you undo Truma, or let's say you Magdish a Korban, and you undo the Havdosha by making a Hatoris and Dorim, those numbers, not only on a neder that I took a neder, I was mafrish a behemah as the korban oil, korban chatos. Then I make a toras and dorm, you undo the hakdosha. Gemara even has, let's say, somebody shechted bachutz, shechted bachutz, a chayv koris. So somebody will be nishal on the hakdosha, it'll turn out that he's not chayv koris, he'll undo the aveira, the mafreya. Well, let's say the person took a neder, and then he violated the neder with Hasron, he's going to get Malkus. And then he makes Ahtaris and Dorm. You undo the neder, Meikora, and comes out he doesn't get Malkus. So he took a Shavuot, and he violated the Shavuot of the Shogig. So you have to bring a Chatas Oil of Yerid. That's one of the three Chatas Oil of Yerid in Parshas Vayikra. Shavuot is Bitun. He violated the Shavuot, and then he's Mata the Shavuot. He undoes the Shavuot, Oikar, neder, Meikora. So it comes out that it's not Chayv of Chatas. In fact, that's the only time he can be Mater Ned and Mater Shavuot if it's relevant Lahabo. Is Yishayla, am I going to get Malkus or not? Am I have to bring a Chatas Salav Yorin or not? So then you undo the Shavuot, undo the Neder, Oikar Neder Meikora, so then he's not Chayv the Chatas, not Chayv the Shavuot. Let's say the person violated he violated the Neder. If he violated Neder, there's no Chayv Chatas Salav Yorin. Only if he violated Shavuot, Shavuot is Bitoi. Shavuot is big to there's a chiv chatas olav yorid. If he violated a neder, there's not. So let's say he took a neder, he violated a neder b'shogeg. So there's no nafkamina of malchus. So the whole issue of hataras nadarim, he violated the, let's say he took a neder not to eat the potato chips. He ate the whole bag of potato chips, there's nothing left. So there's no nafkamina lahabo. So then the Gemara says in Shavuot, he can't be mata neder, he can't be mata Shavuot. He can only be mata the neder. The hataras nadarim is a psak of the best. You only give a psak if the thing is relevant. You can't pask in an abstract. It's not negel ledina. A psak is only when it's negel halacha. Say, if he violated the Shavuot b'shogeg, and it's a question, is he chay b'chat the soul of Yoreid? And if it'll be matan the Shavuot, then it'll come out of Gloy Muslim affair. There never was a Shavuot. So then there's a hataras ha-Shavuot. If he took a neder and he violated neder m'mezid, the edim of b'hasroa, and it's a question whether the Bezdin is going to give him malchus or not, so then it's an issue halacha l'maisa. So then you go to a bezni, make out Taurus and Dorm. But if there's no nafkamina for Isa Lahabo, because he ate up all the potato chips, there's nothing left to discuss. And there's no chi of chatas olabiyarid, because it's not a shavua. He violated the mezid, so there's no chatas. And there was no hasro, so there's no malchus. If there's no relevance, aloch alamaisa, mikarba halabab, alahabo, then Igmar said that's like, what did Igmar call it? Gemara says, whenever the Gemara has an Ibaya, and it's not Tangir, so the Gemara says, Hilchus Salah Meshicha. You're asking Ashala, what's going to be the most Hamashiach when you have the Beis Hamikdash? You can't discuss. Ashala is Ashala Halacha Lamaisa, not an abstract Chakira. A shayla is a shayla in din. What's the din? If the din is not negiah today, so there's no discussion of the din. So again, so the Gemara says, what's the machlokes hatanaim and the Mishnah? Whether there is baliwa, there's not baliwa. It's correct, but the Rebbe Shua says is correct, that after you kari shem truma, it belongs to shevet kuhuna. And shevet kuhuna, it's not my violation. There's no balyura. How come there's the first Tanoim hold that there is an isha balyura? So first the Gemara says that's the age-old shaila where the Tovus Hanu Amamin, because the one who was mafresh the chala has the right to pick whichever coin he wants. You have the Tovus Hanu, so maybe that's the old machlokes with the Tovus Hanu. The Gemara says no, we don't paskin like that. Tovus Hanu ain't a mamin. The Gemara suggests maybe the machlokes is hoil. What's hoil? Since if he'll be nishal, he'll undo the whole hafrash haschala, and then he'll revert back to the status that it was before. And when he mixed the flour with the water, he made the isa, it was his. The only time he loses his ownership is once he's kodesh em chala, then it belongs to shevet kuhuna. But if he'll be mater neder on that, if he'll be nishal on that, it'll come out, igloi muslim afreya, that it still belongs to him. So Rashi didn't like this. What hakta chaynik with hoyl? The Gemara is introducing. Why did the Gemara introduce hoyl? The hoyl miklachem chazilei. It's a different hoyl. That's a hoyl about the echal nefesh. But the echal nefesh needs kavonas agavra. Now, what does it have to do with this hoyl? What's it got to do with that hoyl? So Rashi crosses out the whole gears. Because the Rashi at the end of the sugya, mem, where is it? Mem ches amir aleph. At the end of the narrow lines. Kamaduma, the Pirush, Akasa, Beresha, the Shmait, the Hoyle, etc. Loigasinam. You shouldn't have that whole gear set here. Rashi doesn't like it. So Taisus on Vavam at base has a kasha. Taisus on Vavam at base, Dibra Maskal Hoyle. So the quote from the Gemara Lamedches that Matzah Shalmaisu Sheini, there's a Maestro Shalmaisu Sheini be Yerushalayim. There's a machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. The man is Mekadosh and Isha with Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim. So the question is, Rav Meir holds Maaseh Sheni Mamu Gavoya and the Chachamim holds Maaseh Sheni Mamu Baibim. And usually the Gemara says in the beginning of the first parak in Erevim, whenever there was a machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim, so in the next generation, when they voted, so Rav Meir Shittas usually lost out because the Talmidim all left Rav Meir's Shita. They left his Shita because he used to give too many logical possibilities. You can say like this, you can say like that, you can say the other way, too many. Instead of emphasizing what he holds, Lalocha, he would explain all the logical possibilities. So the next generation, when they were voting, so he was always the miyut. So his Shitas were always, usually were outvoted. So the Gemara says, nonetheless, in the end of the second parak in Kedushin, here we do Paschal like Rav Meir. Maaseh Sheni is Mama Gavai. So how is it relevant to Matzah Shal Maaseh Sheni? So the simple reading of the Gemara, and Daf Lamed Ches sounds that even though it never says Matzah Shem, there's a Gzer Shavah Lechem Lechem, linking up Lechem Oini by Matzah, Hoye Bachochem and Lechem Horetz by Chala. So just like by Chala, you need Shalachem, so too by Matzah, you need Shalachem. That's a simple pshat. That's how the Rosh learned. And the Rambam understood differently, that there is no din that you need Shalachem by Matzah. It's just the din if it's Shal Hegdash is no good. Matzah shal hegdish is no good. That's what you learn out from Gzeirah Shava Lechem Lechem from Chala. Just like if the Isa shal hegdish is not Chaim Chala, so if the Matzah shal hegdish is not Yetzis, so if you hold my Shem Mamma Gavaya, it's not the angle is it Shalachem or not, it's the angle is it called hegdish or not. That's what we had. The common practice is, like the Rambam writes, that if in Eretz Yisrael they have a ton, that they have everything that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafrish, trumas, and mice. Everything that's edible. So when you're mafrish, the mice sheni, you have to be paida. You have to give millions of dollars for pinyin mice sheni. Nobody gives so much money. So the answer is, heg de shavaman shechelo shavar pruta mechulo. You're paida on a pruta. But that's a din in hegdish. The Gemara said, that's a din in hegdish because ain't a noila hegdishis. That's in Perik, and the Perik Hazov, the second half of Perik Hazov, has all the dinim of Ainoa. So the Gemara says, Ainoa that doesn't apply by Hegdish, means the penalty of Ainoa doesn't apply to Hegdish. Lachatchili, you're not allowed to cheat Hegdish. So the Gemara says, the Bizman Hazeh, so Lachatchili, you're not allowed to cheat Maaseh Sheni either. Rabbi's man said, what are you going to do if you're going to be paid the Maaseh Sheni with $1 million? What are you going to do with $1 million? You can't take the money to Yerushalayim. And the Satak has about Baka, about Son, about Yayin, about Sheikha. Everybody's Tomei. And the Maaseh Sheni is going to be Tomei. And his name is Be'at Bonu. So there are three reasons why you can't eat Maaseh Sheni in this man said. So you're not cheating the Maaseh Sheni. You're not cheating the institution of Maaseh Sheni. If you're going to do, you're going to be paid the Maaseh Sheni on a pruta. Maaseh Sheni is not going to gain if you're going to be paid on $1 million, because you're going to have to throw all the money out into the Yam HaMelech. You're going to have to destroy all the money. So since you're not cheating the Maaseh Sheni, there's no isin. Yeah, but the question is, how do you know that din hegdish amana shechil shavu putim chol? That's a din by hegdish. Who says that it applies to Maaseh Sheni? So the Rambam quotes the Goyim who say that even Bizman Azeh, that you're not cheating the Maaseh Sheni institution, you still should be paid the Bishavya. And the Rambam disagrees. Usually he doesn't quote the Machlokes. It's one of the few cases he quotes the Goyim held he's supposed to be paid the Maaseh Sheni Bishavya and be Maaseh Chaynesh, and he says, we hold not so. So the Vilna Goyim asked him, the Bir Agron Yeridea, How did all the Rishonim know that the din of Hegdash of Man Shechel Shav Putta carries over to Maaseh Sheni? So the Bir Rabbi writes, it's because Bipaska Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoya. Not so much Mama Gavoya, who's it belong to Mama Gavoya, it's called Hegdash. Since it's called Hegdash, so therefore the din of Hegdash of Man Shechel Shav Putta Mechul all applies. And then the Netziv wrote on that Bir Rabbi, the Netziv wrote in his commentary on the Shiltas, he writes an interesting expression. The Vilna Gaon said it, it's right, you don't have to prove it, but it happens that it's a black and white of a Perisha Yerushalmi. He dug up a Yerushalmi that says like that. That because it's because we pass on like Rabbi Meir in the end of the second Perek in Kedushin, the Maaseh Sheni, Maman Gavaya. So that's why we label it as Hegdash. If we put a Paschal Maaseh Sheni, Maman Hegdash, we wouldn't have called it the Hegdash. So that's what the Rambam seems to have learned. Because the Rambam says that if you have matzah gezula, you're not yoytze. He says because mitzvah b'baveru. So the Rosh says matzah gezula is no good because it's not shalachem. Because the Gemara learns that exerisha the lechem lechem from challah that you need shalachem. So why did the Rambam come up with a new explanation of mitzvah b'baveru? The answer is the Rambam didn't learn the Gemara like that you need shalachem. Who says you need shalachem by challah? By challah gufa you don't need shalachem. The word by challah is that if it's shal hegdish, it's not chay mechallah. So that's what the Gemara meant to say on daf lamed ches. So nachamal, so Tosis is bothered with a kasha here. And Tosis mem vav and reis de maschal hoyo. They quote the Gemara, the matzah shemaseh sheni, yirat yoytzei, in a simple reason why, because even though it doesn't say matzaschem, you need shalachem, Tosis is learning like the Rosh. It's a poor way of saying it. Tosis the learning. The Rosh was the end of the Tkufas Balei HaTosis. The Rosh was the Talmud of the Maram Ritma. Maram Ritma was the end of the Tkufas Balei HaTosis. Maram Ritma was the Talmud of the Zoruah. Zoruah was the Talmud of the Rabbi Yehuda Sir Leon. That's all the Balei HaTosis. So it's not that Tosis holds like the Rosh. The Rosh, whenever you're not sure what Tosis said, it's kedai to look in the Rosh. The Rosh will give you a maskana. Sometimes will give you even the whole shakla v'tariya tesis. So the Rosh and the tesis say the same thing over here. That even though it doesn't say matzaschem, you need shalachem. You need shalachem. So tesis says to kasha, why is it so obvious that matzah shalom maaseh sheni is not shalachem, but you can undo hafroshes maaseh sheni, just like you can undo truma, you can undo chale, you can undo hegdish by hataras nedarim. You cannot do Maaseh Sheni also with a Hataras Nedarim. So if you'll undo the Maaseh Sheni, then it'll revert back to become Tevel. Reverts back to become Tevel, then it is Shalachem. So why did the Gemara say that Matzah Shal Maaseh Sheni is no good if you hold like a Meir? Because you need Shalachem in Matzah, just like you need Shalachem by Chiyuv Chala, you need Shalachem by Matzah. But according to this Gemara, it's not so Mukhrach. Since Hoyal be boy Mitchell Ale, if he would be nishal on the hafroshes maaseh sheni, it'll become back tevel, and the tevel will be shalachem. So I was thinking, we had a gemara in the beginning of the mesichta. Gemara said, "There's no bal yiroi bal yimotzei unless it belongs to me, or if the chomet shal nochem yikib lo levachrayis." That was a special din layimotzei. If you have pigdonis yoche yikabel pigdonis manarachan tamadom layimotzei. So the Gemara says, how do you keep it aleich rais? So don't keep it aleich rais. That's in the wide lines. The first wide line on that family base. So that's a chiddush din. if you mekabel achrayis, even though it's not shalachem, if you mekabel achrayis, and then on the side, on the margin, it says to look in the Tosfos Shavuos, where the Tosfos had the three opinions, what degree of achrayis do you need in order to violate bayura bayimotzei? So one opinion was that even achrayis of pshia, even if it's only achrayis of shamechina. And the other sheet says, no, it has to be an achrayis of Hashem HaSachar, because the Gemara says, if the Bignei Vaveda, you'll be chai. So from the Gemara, it sounds like you need achrayis on Gnei Vaveda. It's not enough achrayis. That's four lines from the bottom of Hayam and Beis. You need at least achrayis of Hashem HaSachar. And then there was a third opinion that says, maybe only need maybe it's only if you have achrayis of Onsen. And the Gemara is lush, migna va mizvid. Grei va veda means even if there'll be grei va veda b'aynas, but if it's only grei va veda, not b'aynas, and it's only achrayis to the extent of Hashem HaSachar, maybe that's not enough. So there are three different shittas, what degree of achrayis. But it's a chiddush din, learned that from a pasuk, it's not such a svar of shoot. So maybe this whole din, Rashi crossed out the whole girsa, but Tosfos had this girsa in the beginning of the sugya mem vavim beis, right after Tosfos Anu Amam and Tosfos Anu Enma. So maybe this whole discussion, iboy mitchalale, if it would be nishal on the hafrasha sachale, then it would revert back to chacham b'kanda de meikoros. It would revert back to become his. So even though right now it belongs to Shevet Kuhuna, but since it used to be his and he has the ability to undo the hafrasha by making she'ela, so we consider it still his. Maybe that's a special din only by Bal Yirah by Imotze, because you have a pasuk Lo Yimotze. Lo Yimotze tells you even if it's not his, if kibul olav achrayis and kol haterukula, there is no such din that if I'm a kabul achrayis and something is considered sheli, there's no such din. Special din by Bal Yirah by Imotze. So maybe included in that pasuk Lo Yimotze is that if Iboy Mitzvale, if it used to be mine and now it's not mine because it belongs to Mamana Shevet of Kahuna by Chala or Maisa Sheni, let's say, Mama Gavoya, but Iboy Mitzvale, then it'll revert back to be mine. Maybe that's enough of a bailus, the Bal Yirah by Matzah, that's our Gemara. But it's not enough of a bailus to be considered Shalachem by Matzah. In Kol HaTarkul, it's not a bailus, just because you're in the Kabbalah Christ. A special din of Bal Yirah. Maybe that's the answer to Tosfos Kash. Taimel Rashba, the Tosfos, the first half of Hoyle Iboy Mitchalale. Taimel Rashba, this is not the Rashba, the Talmud of the Ramban, Abshlame Ben Adelis. It's the Rashmi Shans. We have the Tosfos Shans, some Psochim. Has all the Tosfos come from the Tosfos Shans. Taimel Rashba wants to say Iboy Mitchalale. Maybe Iboy Mitchalale is only then for Bal Yirah. Doesn't apply in Kol HaTarkul. It's a simple Tarek. So the Gemara presented the machlokes Rabba v'Rav Chisda. Very important machlokes. What is Erev Tavshilin based on? Everybody knows there's an institution of Erev Tavshilin. Everybody knows Erev Tavshilin is only made the Rabbanim. In our Torah, you're permitted to cook even without an Erev Tavshilin. How come? But the Chumash says, Acha she'yachal l'chal nefesh, means he's cooking food on Yontav for Yontav. Here he's cooking food on Yontav for tomorrow, for Shabbos. So why is that mutter? So that's a machlokes Rabba v'Rav Chisda. The Rabbi says, "Hoel the imikli leochem chazal hashanah michazale ochal nefesh doesn't require kavanas agava, even though the kavanas lehepech he has beferish in mind not to eat it today, as mind to eat it tomorrow on Shabbos, but menater it's muta because hoel the imikli leochem chazale hashanah michazale." And Rav Chisda gave a different reason because tzachis Shabbos nasim biyantiv. What does that mean? So Rashi understood tzachis Shabbos nasim biyantiv. That you say Kedusha Achas. Kedusha Achas was a problem. That's a machlokes hatanaim and eretin, and we pask, and the Gemara says in the beginning of Beitza, Halacha ke'arba'a zekenim. We pask like the four old tanaim from earlier generations. And in the days of later tanaim, those from the earlier generation were zekenim. They were older than the younger tanaim. So the Gemara says, we pask on that Shabbos next to Yom Tov, shtei Kedushas. So what is Rav Chisda hold Shaloi Kedin over here? So the Ramban says, yeah, Rav Chisda, it was a machlokes in the days of the Amoraim, which Tana to Paskan like, whether Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas. Ramban understands that Rashi, number one, Kedusha Achas is a question on the level of the Raisa, not just on the level of the Rabban. And the Meiri writes as if the machlokes Hatanan, whether Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushas, only on the level of the Rabban. then he get Mukzah, then he get the Beit Shenolda, then he get the Erev Etchumen, all dinim the Rabbanim. But on the level of the Raisa, nobody's going to say that. So it's mashma from the mirror. Nobody's going to say, well, how can you say Kedusha Achad? Shabbos and Yom Tov are incommensurate. How can they blend in together? And Rashi and the Ramban understood Rashi Kipshuto. The Ramban and the Macham is under it. He understood Rashi Kipshuto. And that's the Machlekes, Rabbi Rav Chisda, which Tana to Paskin like. And the Ramban says, and it's self-understood, we Paskin like Rabbi. There's no toss-up over here. We're going to Paskin like Rabbi, because the Gemara says there, beginning of Beitzah, we Paskin Shabbos next to Yom Tov, Shtei Kedushas. Tosis is not happy with the Rashi. Tosis quotes the Rashi, Amem Zayinim and Aleph. They give a different pshat. Why is Tzochei Shabbos not in the Yom Tov? Where's the Rashi? I think Tosis quotes the Rashi, you know? Here, Mem Zayin Amal Aleph, Dibra, second Tosis, V'i Amrit, Tzochei Shabbos Nasa Miyontav. Gemara Tosis writes a few lines in, four or five lines. Kemoshe Muta Levasha Lebo Bayom, Dikdusha Achasi, Kedipirish Bekuntris. So Tosis rejects nearly Dochei Pirish. They don't like Rashi's pshat. They're not happy with Rashi. They don't like Kedusha Achas. With Oiske Paskant already, that can't be the Machloikas. It's a different Shabbos. So what is Pshat in Rav Chisda? Why it's Tzochei Shabbos Nasa Miyontav? So they say, V'nirali read the Hochi Perusha. About 10 lines into the Tosis, V'yamit. V'nirali read the Hochi Perusha, Le'el. Tzochei Shabbos Nasa Miyontav. La Misham Kedusha Achasi. It has nothing to do with Kedusha Achas. Ela Kloima, Hoyld, Shehi Mitzvah Shabbos, and Loyas, Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to prepare an Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. If he's not going to cook food, they didn't have refrigeration. So if you're not going to shech the chicken on Yom Tov Shulchan Yeres Erev Shabbos, you're not going to cook the food. You're not going to have good food to eat. You're going to have to cook all the food. And Erev Yom Tov is going to get spoiled by the time it comes Shabbos. Sim lo yaseno, b'yom tov shuvu lo yaseno, chav shir kamo erchal nefesh, the Yom Tov. That's included in erchal nefesh. Why should he be included in Echol Nefesh? So the Pashtus is, I think, the Pashtus is, we discussed last week, there's a Machlokes B'Shama and B'Shilah in the first Perek in Beitzah, whether you're permitted, you're not allowed to carry on Yom Tov, unless Echol Nefesh. So what's Echol Nefesh? If you want to have a picnic in the park, you want to carry the mat and the food to the park, and everybody's going to sit on the grass on the mat, right? What if you want to carry Tinuk or Sefer? What are the three cases? Lulav. So that's a machlekes. So Tesis and Ksubis in the first parak discusses a little bit. So they quote the Rabbeinu Chananel, Tinuk lemuloi, Sefer Torah likris by, and the Lulav latzis by. Only be makam mitzvah. Why is muta be makam mitzvah? So that's what we mentioned, Rav Moshe Sokolovsky. There was a yeshiva in Brisk for young children. Rav Chaim was not the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Chaim was Rosh Yeshiva in Volozhin. But then when they closed down Volozhin, the Rav Chaim became the Rav in Brisk. So he was not the head of the yeshiva. There was a yeshiva in Brisk. Rav Moshe Sokolovsky was the head of that yeshiva. So Moshe Sokolovsky, before he learned Barab Chaim, wrote to say from Melechus Yantav, all about Echol Nefesh and Mitoich and Hoyel and everything. So he quotes the different opinions. Rabbeinu Chananel holds that Bishilo only matir, Tinuk Lamula and Sefetar Likras boy, and Lulu Lutz's boy is probably based on Rabbeinu Chananel, doesn't explain it, but that's what the Melechus Yantav, that's what Moshe Sokolovsky explained. Probably based on the pshat of the Yireim, Reb Lezer Mitz writes in the Sefer Yireim that is based on the phrase on the pasuk Achas Sheichel Lachol Nefesh, that not only Eichel Nefesh food, even Tzorchei Hanashama, Tzorchei Hanefesh are also Mutasur. The Makam Mitzvah, if there's a mitzvah, that's what the Gemara said earlier. Rabbi Akiva was proving that Ach BaYamarishin Tashbisu. How do you translate Yamarishin? Yamarishin means the first day Pesach. Yom Rishon means the day prior to Pesach. Rabbi Akiva said it has to be prior to Pesach. How can it be referring to first day Pesach? Matzina lahavara shehi av malocha. Rabbi Akiva apparently thinks ein bircha mitzala b'sreifa. That's the top of hey amid base. Amar Rava, shma'amin amid the Rabbi Akiva kala shma'amin. First of all, ein bircha mitzala b'sreifa. Because if it's hashbisasa b'chol davar, he can fulfill tashbisa without doing a malacha. And he doesn't believe in mitoich. It's a machlekes b'sham b'tzil. So he holds there never was such a machlekes. He doesn't hold from mitoich. If he would have held from mitoich, so then it wouldn't be considered a malacha. Why? Because he's doing b'maka mitzvah. He's fulfilling the mitzvah that he's supposed to do. He's supposed to burn the chometz on the first day Pesach. So Rabbi Kiva doesn't believe in mitoich. But if you would have held from mitoich, then it would have been mutter to burn the chometz on Pesach. That's what Tosfos asked the kasha. So hamaytzi chametz b'toch beiso, if a person in the middle of Pesach he finds chametz, and there Pesach he was biting the chametz and he didn't find, and then in the middle of Pesach he finds the children hid their cookies somewhere under the bed, under the sofa. So the father finds the chametz on Pesach, so the Gemara says kof all of a sakli, and then a chalamayit, he should burn it. So Tosfos asked the kasha, Rashi asked the kasha, why don't you burn it on Yom Tov? We do paskim mitoich. So why don't you burn it on Yom Tov? So that's what the Rishonim give different answers. So one of the answers is, if the din would have been ach b'yom rishon tashbisu, if b'yom rishon tashbisu meant the first day Pesach, then you hold from mitoich, then it's today's mitzvah, so then you'd be mechuyev. But now that we have established that yom rishon doesn't mean Pesach, it means erev Pesach, the day prior, rishon in biblical Hebrew doesn't always mean first, sometimes it means prior. And Achron in biblical Hebrew doesn't always mean last, sometimes it means latter. So the real Zman for the Bir Chometz is on Erev Pesach. And it's not really today's mitzvah, it was yesterday's mitzvah. So then it's not included in Mitoich. If the din would have been Ach B'yom Rishon, the first day Pesach, then you would have said Mitoich. If you hold like Basil, you would have said Mitoich. But since we have established that it doesn't mean the first day Pesach, it means Erev Pesach. The Rekiva established it because he doesn't hold from Mitoich. We do hold from Mitoch, so we established that based on other psukim, that the Sishchat Acham and Zam Zidchi, we proved that based on other sources, that it doesn't mean the first day Pesach. So once you say it's yesterday's mitzvah, it's not today's mitzvah. So that the Tosfos says over here. There is a mitzvah in the Chumash. How does it say? The man didn't come down on Shabbos. So it says a double portion of man came down on the Erev Shabbos. And it says, it's a mitzvah to make preparations on Friday, Lekavod Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. The Vilna Gaon points out that the two psukim and Yeshaya, the Karas of the Shabbosonik, Lekdosh Hashem Mechubod, so the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchot Shabbos, I think the beginning of Perek Chof Tes, that there were four mitzvahs in connection with Shabbos, two in the Chumash, and two shenishlaim shenis parshal adei hanavim. So two in the chumash are zochah v'shomer. Shomer means not to do malacha, to be Hashem Shabbos. And zochah means to recite kiddush lahasker kedusha sayyim. And the two medibri kabbalah, the two in the Novi Yeshaya, are kibud v'yonig. So what is kibud? One is yonig. It's unclear. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a different explanation. Some are physical. Yonig is physical and kibud is spiritual. Different. So Tashmash Amita, that's Einig. And eating food, eating cholent, that's Einig. And the spiritual things, that's Kibbutz. So the Vilna Gaon doesn't learn like that. Vilna Gaon learns Kibbutz means Hachanas that you do with Bod Yom, and Einig means the pleasure that you vacuuming the rug on Erev Shabbos, that's Kibbutz. And enjoying the fact that the house is clean, that's Einig. Putting up the cholent on Erev Shabbos, that's Kibbutz. And eating the cholent on Shabbos is Einig. Lighting the candles on Erev Shabbos is kibbutz. All achanas that you do in advance are kibbutz. And enjoying the fact that the house is lit up and you're not eating in the dark, that's einim. Whatever you do on Erev Shabbos, so that's the mitzvah of kibbutz. So that's what Tosfos is learning pshat over here. That's what Rav Chisda holds. That just like Ochal Nefesh is mutter on Shabbat, just like Ochal Nefesh is mutter on Yad Nehru Levi, the Hachi Perushali, El Tzorche Shabbos Nasim Yantra. He doesn't agree with Rashi. Perhaps he holds that Kedush Achas doesn't have any relevance on the level of the Raisa. Kedush Achas can't be Matar and Issa the Raisa. Maybe they hold like that Meiri. The whole topic of Kedush Achas is only relevant to Din and the Rabbanan. Or maybe he holds it doesn't make sense to have the Machloikas all over again. Rabbi Rachisa, when he paskin Kedush Achas, take Kedushas. There's already always get paskin in the first parak in Beitza. Doesn't belong over here. So he says he disagrees with Rashi. It's not in Kedusha Achasa. The Klaima, well, she he mitzvah Shabbos. Im lo yasena biyantim shul lo yasena. Chavshi kamoi echal nefesh the yantim. Just like there's a heter echal nefesh, there's a heter mitoich. What does it mean mitoich? So the Rabbi Nachmanel quoted by the Tosfos in the first parak in Ksuba said, mitzvah sayam tinek lamula sefer Torah likris ban lula v'latzis boy. So this is also to cook food on yantim for Shabbos is today's mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of kibud. That's what Tosfos says. Im lo yasena, if he's not going to do it today, Oshi he mitzvah Shabbos, lo yasena biyantim, shuv lo yasena. He's not going to have anything to eat. Not going to have any good food on Shabbos. Going to have cold cuts. He's not going to have delicious food. The food that he prepares on Erev Yantiv is not going to be freshly cooked. They didn't have any refrigeration. So that's what Rav Chisda said. Rav Chisda said, so Shabbos nasa miyantiv because mitoich, because we passing like this hill of mitoich. And what is Rabba? What Rabba doesn't believe in mitoich? No, Mistama Rabba holds that the Rabba doesn't agree with the Rabbi Nachmanel's pshat. Rabba says that any tzorach hayom tzas is muta, but it has to be a tzorach hayom. But if it's for tomorrow, that's not true. It's today's mitzvah. But he doesn't understand mitoich like Rabbi Nachmanel. He understands whatever is a tzorach hayom. Maybe he learns like the Ravid, lachem l'chol tzorachech, but it has to be a tzorach hayom. This is not a tzorach hayom. This is a tzorach for tomorrow. That's what Rabbi says. Hoyl, the Reuch HaNefesh sets itself up automatically. So Mitoch also sets itself up automatically. That's what the relearns. But Rashi learned that. So Rashi, so according, there was a problem over here. What was the problem that Tosfos raised? Here the Gemara had two kashas here. Here the last line, and then Rav in the days. Machlekes Rabbi Rav Chisda. Esvei, they ask a kasha. Rav is asking a kasha on Rav Chisda. If you hold so, Chashab and Asa Miyotiv, there's a Mishnah. Lechem Aponim, a Mishnah in Erechim. Lechem Aponim, Nechal Letisha L'Asor L'Achadosim. The Lechem Aponim is always eaten on the ninth day. You bake the Lechem Aponim on Friday, you put it on the Shulchan tomorrow on Shabbos, it sits there for a whole week, and then you eat it next Shabbos, Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. It's like a mincha, it's like a kotcha. So it's nechal on the ninth day, because there's 7 days next week, Sunday through Shabbos. And then today, I baked it on Friday, and I put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos. I did 2 days this week, Friday and Shabbos. I baked it on Friday, I put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Next week, it sits there a whole week until Shabbos. So you eat it on the ninth day. And when they eat it on the tenth day, if Chal Yantav Lias, the air of Shabbos, then Afias Lechem Apan, Jalak Sak, it's not Decha Shabbos, not Decha Yontif. So you have to bake it on Erev Yontif. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they never had Yontif Shein Shel Golias, but they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, you have sometimes 2 days. If Bo Eidim and Amlich HaLamayla, then you have 2 days Yontif. So if it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, it's Thursday and Friday, then you have to bake the Lechem Aponim on Wednesday, and then you eat it Lachad Osam. So you baked it on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 4 days this week. And next week is going to be 7. So 7 and 4 is 11. You eat it on the 11th day. Nechal acharos. So the Gemara asked, Tvisha in the Dech, Lesa Shabbos, Lesa Yontav. Yom, Betzoch, and Shabbos, Nasa, Yontav. Amai, Lodoch, Yontav. So Tosfos is just touching up, and the top Tosfos, they're touching up what the din is over here. So let's say there's not God on meets in the Lishkas Hagosid. They don't know when Eidim are going to come. Eidim may come on Thursday. They know Eidim are not going to come on Wednesday. It's not feasible. It's not possible. It's the 28th day in the month. The 29th day, whatever, they know. They make the calculation. So it cannot be the Eidim will come on Wednesday. The Eidim may come on Thursday or Friday. So they bake Lechem upon him on Wednesday, just in case it'll be 2 days Yontif. It may turn out to be Thursday and Friday will be Rosh Hashanah. When is it Thursday and Friday is Rosh Hashanah? It is Bo Eidim in Amincha L'Amayla. Bo Eidim in Amincha L'Amayla, the din is at the Eidim. When did they bring the Tamei Shel Bein Arbaim? They brought it at the Plag Amincha time. They brought it in the middle of the afternoon. So why can't you bring the Kabbal Eidim later? You can, if you mekabel Eidim 5 minutes before the Shkia, you make that day Rosh Hashanah. What's the problem? The answer is no. if the Edom come after the Tamei Shel Ben Habayim, and at the time of Nisach Hayayin of the Tamei Shel Ben Habayim, the Leviim are supposed to sing Shira, and they're supposed to sing the Shira of Rosh Hashanah. And instead of saying the Shira of Rosh Hashanah, the Edom didn't come yet, so they sang the Shira. That's what the Mishnah says, Pamachan, Shtahu Edom Lava, the Edom came late, and they already brought the Tamei Shel Ben Habayim, and either they didn't say Shira at all, or they said the wrong Shira. So that, the question is, so they said the wrong Shira, the world comes to an end, so that had to make everything, make everybody crazy. So that's a good question. Why, what's the big thing? It's Ma'akev, they said the wrong Shira, so you said Shira, so you, on the level of the Raisa, you're Yotze anyway. Which Shira are you supposed to say? On Sunday, you got to say the Shira Shal Yom for Sunday. On Wednesday, you got to say Wednesday. On Rosh Hashanah, you got to say Rosh Hashanah. If you said the wrong Perek and Philip, so you're not Yotze. So that's a good question. Why did they make the whole world crazy and they made a takana 2 days Rosh Hashanah? So you got to understand, there must be some Kabbalistic kavanas here. Why is the Shira so important? It has to be the correct Shira. On the level of the Raisa, any Shira you say is okay. You don't even have to say from Tilim. That's all the Rabbanan that has to be Davke Tilim. So Taisus explains over here. The Bezdin will recommend they should bake them Lechem Aponim on Wednesday, just in case it will turn out that Thursday and Friday are both going to be Rosh Hashanah. When is that? Bo Edim and Amincha Olamaylam. If they'll come after Mincha. So we can't tell the people, we made a mistake and today is not Rosh Hashanah, everybody can go do Malach. If we'll tell them we made a mistake because we're going to make Friday is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Because the Edim came after the Tamei Shel Ben Habayim, he already sang the Shir Shel Yom for Chol. The next year we're going to tell the people they shouldn't do Malacha. On the 30th day we may want to make it into Rosh Hashanah. They say that's what they told us last year. And last year, an hour before the Shkia, he told us that the whole thing was a mistake, so they won't want to listen to the Bezdin. That's what Taisus says.
Really?
Yeah.
About the Shir, to add to the question, doesn't the Gemara say that on when the Korban happened, they said the Shir Shel Yom of Wednesday on Shabbos? So it sounds like you can say any Shir you want, really.
No. The Gemara has a discussion. Let's say you bring a Korban today, Tamei Shel Shachar this morning, and then they didn't have any wine. And they do the Nisach Hayayin on Wednesday. So they do the Nisach Hayayin on Wednesday for the Korban of Sunday. So the Gemara has a discussion, which Shir Shel Yom do they say? So there's one opinion, even though they're doing the Nisach Hayayin on Wednesday, but this is the Hemshech from the Tamei Shel Sunday. So the Gemara says, maybe he said the Shir Shel Yom of Sunday, but you're not supposed to say, if it's a Wednesday Nisach Hayayin, in connection with the Wednesday's Tamei, you're not supposed to say Sundays.
Is there an inyan that during the Korban, when it was a Shabbos, they said El Nekamos Hashem?
Yeah.
Because of the Korban? And isn't that's the Shir Shel Yom of Wednesday, no?
So, yeah. I think the Gemara discusses there. Why did they say that Shir Shel Yom? So they say maybe because this was the Nisach Hayayim from Wednesday, and they brought it on Sunday. The Churban Abayis was on Matzoy Shabbos. Yeah, it was on a Sunday. So Taisus discusses over here. So they say, if the Edom come, Koidem HaMincha, you make Thursday Yontif. You make Thursday Yontif, so Friday is Chol. But we bake the Lechem upon him on Wednesday, just in case it'll turn out to be Thursday, and Friday will be Rosh Hashanah. So we bake the Lechem upon him. So what do we do with that Lechem upon him? We're not going to put, why should we put that on the Shulchan? That Lechem Aponim is baked on Wednesday. It's going to be another 3 days. Bake Lechem Aponim, bake new Lechem Aponim on Friday, and put that Lechem Aponim on the Shulchan. So what are you going to do with the Lechem Aponim from Wednesday? So Taisus says, why do you have Nogim Mosa Yom Kodesh? Why is Thursday? The Edom came Thursday, way before the Shkia, an hour before the Shkia. But they came after the Tamei Shel Ben Habayim. After they already did the Nisach Hayayin of the Tamei Shel Ben Habayim, they already said the wrong Shir Shel Yom. So then we're not going to declare Thursday is, we're not going to make You can't tell the people that today is not Rosh Hashanah, and now you can do Malachim. Then next year they're going to say, we're not going to listen to the rabbis, because last year they make a mistake. So that's what they say. Gech Delol is also a day. Hashanah Haba, Kishayavah Edim Kainim Amincha. So even if the Edim come, even if the Edim come in Amincha Lamaila, the first day is Rosh Hashanah Midrabanan, and Thursday, and Friday will be Rosh Hashanah Menatar. Ubasra Iker, the Friday, not the first day is Rosh Hashanah. By us, we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day Rosh Hashanah is Menatar. The second day is make believe Midrabanan. But Bo Edim and Amincha Lamaila and Basra Iker, the second day Rosh Hashanah is Menatar, and the first day is only a fake Midrabanan. And from the second day Rosh Hashanah, you count the 10th day is going to be Yom Kippur. You don't count from the first day like we do today. We count Yom Kippur, the 10th of Tishrei, from the first day, because the first day is the real bona fide Rosh Hashanah there, right? So the second day is only in the Rabbanim. It'll be on Sunday. If the Edim come on Thursday, they'll bake. Why should they use the stale lechem upon him? It was baked on Wednesday. They'll bake new lechem upon him on Friday. What are they going to do with the lechem harishon? The lechem harishon and the lechem upon him, the 12 lechem upon him that they baked on Wednesday, they'll be paid to that. I better ask Kedushas Peh. They took mammon from Machzis HaShekel money and they bought the lechem aponim with it. It's a korban tzibur. All the korbanos tzibur have to be paid for with the Machzis HaShekel money. So the answer is, when you buy it with Machzis HaShekel money, it has Kedushas Peh, but it doesn't have Kedushas Kli. When you magdish a behema or a knife, so it gets right away Kedushas HaGuf LaMizbeach. When you magdish menachas and esachim, that's the name of a perek. Perek ha-menachas v'ansachim at the end of menachas. So perek ha-menachas v'ansachim says, when you magdish menachas and esachim, it only kedushas peh, it only gets kedushas damim lamizbech, it doesn't get a kedushas aguf lamizbech. Let's say a person was mechal shabbos b'shegig and has to bring a chatas. So he sets aside $1,000 to bring a korban chatas. So the $1,000 doesn't have a kedushas aguf lamizbech, it can't be makir of the dollar bills. It gets a kedushas damim lamizbech. So over here, they made, when you do menachas and sachim, you always need kiddush kli to give a kedushas aguf lamizbech. Kozman only has kedushas damim. Kozman only has kedushas peh. He set aside machzah shekel money. Then you take machzah shekel money, you buy menachas and sachim. Only has kedushas damim lamizbech. So it lends itself to pidyon. Aye, but it was baked in the tanner, wasn't it baked in the tanner shal hegdish? Isn't that the klisharis? So they say, because the tanner is not mekadosh. They're not tanner mekadosham. The tanner can't be mekadosh. If the tanner would be mekadosh, given to Kosovo, they ain't a doiche, lo shabbos v'lo yontif. If the tanner would be mekadosh, then it would be nifsal belina. If you baked it in a tanner shal hegdish, and the din would be that tanner is mekadosh, and the tanner is a klisharis, then how can you keep it? How can you bake it on Wednesday and you put it on the shulchan on Shabbos morning? How can you bake it on Friday? Every single week they bake it on Friday, put it on the shulchan on Shabbos. Should be nifsal belina. The answer is the tanner is not mekadosh. The tanner is not mekadosh. So it only has kedushas damim lamizbech. Kedushas damim lends itself to pidyon. If the tanner would have been mekadosh, then they wouldn't be able to be paid. That's what Tosfos says. Again. The lechem harishon, the 12 lechem aponim that they baked on Wednesday, yipode, you'll be poide. They ain't atana mekadosham. Kim de kasav, they ain't a doichel. The Shabbos lo yontav. You have to bake it. Kid appreciates the Tosfos said it on Amid Beis. Yeah. This is not exactly 100% accurate. When you learn zvachim and menachas over there, those gemaras, so every 30 blot, there's a Tosfos where they review the same thing over again. Even if. Menachas and Sochim had a Kiddush Kli, strictly speaking, you can still be Poydeh. You can still be Poydeh until you do the Avodah Rishayna. Until you do the Kmitza. But it's a Gnai HaDobah, Taisis. It's a Dobah Meguna. If he already had Kiddush Kli, it's a Dobah Meguna to be Moitziyat L'chula. So here, Taisis is not going into the details. They just say, if the Tana would have been Mekadosh, then you wouldn't be able to be Poydeh. Wouldn't be able, not Mikir Adin. Mikir Adin would be able to, but it's a Dover, it's a Gnai Lahegdish to be paid. But that's what Tosfos means. since the Tanu is not Mekadosh, it only has Kedushas Peh. So Kedushas Peh only has Kedushas Damim Lamizbech. So it lends itself to Pidyon Halacha Lamaisa. But if the Tanu would have been Mekadosh, then bottom line, you wouldn't be able to be paid for whatever reason, for a reason in the Rabbana, not a reason in a Torah. Yeah. So again, so the first kasha of the Gemara was the lechem aponim. You always bake lechem aponim on Friday, put it on the shulchan the next day on Shabbos, because the tanu is not mekadesh. Okay. And then it sits there a whole week, and then next week you eat it on Shabbos, and it's Shabbos, nechel at chatzos. It's a kotche kotche. It's only nechel yom balayla at chatzos. Yeah. Yeah, why does it say that it's nechel? The only 2 days Yontov you have in the Beis Hamikdash is going to be Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Mishnah says there in Erechim. Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. If Thursday and Friday are 2 Yom Tovim Rosh Hashanah, Nechal L'Shabbos L'Achad Osa. Yeah. When is Yom Kippur going to be? Nachamol. So Tosis says that by us, Bizmanos, that by us, the first day Rosh Hashanah is the Din Deraisa. So if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Friday, then Yom Kippur is going to be next Shabbos. So they can't eat the lechem upon him. By us, the first day Rosh Hashanah is the rice, and the second day is only with the rabban. So by us, if the 2 days Rosh Hashanah on Thursday and Friday, then next Shabbos is going to be Yom Kippur. So you can't eat the lechem upon him on Yom Kippur. You have to eat it on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. But in the days of the Tanoim, in the Beis Hamikdash, you're going to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. That's the din of Nogem Osiyam Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh. They observe both days. So that's only that the first day is a make-believe Rosh Hashanah Midirabban, Ke'echad Dalal Zalzul, Ke'echad Dalal Zalzul Ebe Dushana Habor. Tosis said, so the second day is really the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. And Yom Kippur is really going to be on Sunday next week. It's not going to be on Shabbos. Not going to be on Shabbos, yeah. So that was the Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha again. V'i Amrit, and if Rav Chizda is right, Rav is asking Rav Chizda, V'i Amrit, and if you claim Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'yontif, Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'yontif, Rav said it because Kedusha Achas. So that was when Yontif is on Friday, and you made an Erev Tavshilin, and in the Beis HaMikdash, Ein Shavuz B'HaMikdash, you don't need the Erev Tavshilin, okay? But on the level of the Raisa, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Here, the Gemara with the Men Chaslin and Chayasir Gemara is talking, you should be allowed to bake the lechem aponim on Friday to eat it next Shabbos. How could that be Kedusha Achas? That was the Men Chaslin's Kasha against Rashi. So that's what we suggested a Biur based on the Gemara increases. That all the Shabbosim in the course of the year, all the Shabbosim are interconnected. So Chashabbos Nasim Yanta means that Friday is Yontif, is Kedusha Achas with Shabbos, and that Shabbos is connected, linked up with all the Shabbos in the future. So everything is Kedusha Achas. So it should be Kedusha Achas, you should be allowed to bake on Friday for next Shabbos also. That was the Kasha. Why are you not allowed to bake the Lechem Aponim on Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yes, on Erev Shabbos, and eat it in order to eat it for the next Shabbos? That was the Gemara's kasha. Because ain't shvuz ba migdosh, tzorche Shabbos nasim yon. So what does Rav Chizda answer? Amaleis, Rav Chizda responds to Rabbi's kasha. The whole kasha was based on the assumption that tzorche Shabbos nasim biyontif min haTorah, but mid the Rabbanan it's also. So mid the Rabban you need an Erev Tavshil, but ain't shvuz ba migdosh. You revert back to the din derech. So the Gemara says, not so fast. Shvuz k'roi v'hitiru, shvuz v'chayko lo hitiru. To bake the lechem aponim today on Friday, to eat it next Shabbos, that's shvus rechoika. So then you don't say en shvus b'migdosh. When you say en shvus b'migdosh, sometimes we allow violation of dinim derabbanan. En shvus b'migdosh is one example. Or another example, let's say you made an erev tavshilin. So then we allow you to violate the gzeira de rabbanon. When a Torah tzarich Shabbos nasa miyanta mid rabbanon, you're not allowed to. But if you're in a tavshon, then it's mutzah. So let's say yontif turns out to be any given year. Yontif is Thursday and Friday. You made an erev tavshulin. So the Magen Avraham writes, even when you made an erev tavshulin, you're not allowed to cook on Thursday for Shabbos. You're only allowed to cook on Friday for Shabbos. Why? So if you would have asked me, I said absolutely 100%. Thursday is yontif deraisa. Friday is only yontif and there are bonim. So why should you allow him to bake? Why should he be allowed to cook on the yontif deraisa for Shabbos? Let him cook it on the yontif derabbanan. Let him cook it on Friday. Why should he be matted to cook it on Thursday? Thursday is yontif deraisa, and Friday is yontif sheni shel golius. So the Magen Avraham gives a different reason. Instead of saying the obvious reason, he gives a different reason. He quotes this Gemara: Shvus kroy v'hitiru, shvus v'chayke lo hitiru. To cook the food on Friday for Shabbos, that's shvus kroy. That's today's mitzvah. That's v'haya v'mashish v'chinu isashi yavim. He's supposed to prepare the food for Shabbos on Friday. So that's shvus kareiva. To cook the food on Yontif for Shabbos, on Friday for Shabbos, that's mutter. But to cook the food on Thursday for Shabbos, meikra din, it should really be mutter. But that's a shvus rechayka. It's a day off. So shvus rechayka lo hitiru. Interesting. Shvus rechayka lo hitiru. And what if, let's say it's one day Yontif. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, but there's no Yontif, Hashem shall go. So Yontif is on Friday. Any given Yontif is on Friday. Then you have Shabbos. And you made an Erev Tavshilin. Are you allowed to cook on Leil Yontif for Shabbos, or are you allowed to cook on Yontif in the daytime? Is that also called Shvus Rechoyke Lehitiru? To cook on Leil Yontif for Shabbos. So there was a great Goen who lived 100 years ago, Shlomo Kluger. So he had a grandson who was named after him, Reb Shlomo Kluger. I guess he must have by the Ashkenazim. They don't name after the living people. So he probably passed away before the grandson was born. So the grandson did a teiva, but not 100% teiva. Reb Shlomo Kluger writes long tshuvas. So he abridged all the long tshuvas. He has over 1,000 tshuvas in one thin little volume called Ha'elef Lecho Shlomo. He has over 1,000 tshuvas. And instead of writing 4 pages, instead of printing all the 4 pages of the tshuva, he only takes out the 1 or 2 paragraphs that have the punchline, that have the ikar. So that's why he succeeded putting over 1,000 tshuvas in one little volume. So one of those tshuvas he has, in Ha'elef Lecho Shlomo, he makes an assumption that when you made an Erev Tavshila and Yontif is on Friday, you're not allowed to cook on Thursday night for Shabbos. Because Shvus Rechoyka Lo Yitiru. You're only allowed to cook on Yontif in the daytime. Why? So there's an interesting Mishnah Brura. My wife always sets up, my wife and her sisters, they all do the same. They set the table on Thursday night for Shabbos. Every week I tell her that she's not Yaitzin. She doesn't listen. She does it the way she wants. Why? Because the Mishnah Brura says he thinks the mitzvah is the Friday in the morning. The mitzvah is Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos. He thinks that you're not Yaitzin if you do the Hachana on Thursday night. The mitzvah is only Friday morning. Years ago, there used to be an issue. Rabbi Willick's father, Zochan Lebracha, used to come to the yeshiva every couple of weeks, and hack us always on the same thing. Until finally, he used to bother us so long till I gave in to him. So he said, we should write a tshuva halacha l'maisa, whether it's mutar arasa. The common practice was that there's going to be an annual dinner for yeshiva. So they would put an advertisement in the Goyish newspapers that was printed on Shabbos. The New York Times, it was said ever, or there was a big funeral. A big funeral is going to, someone important died on before Shabbos, and they didn't have the chance to do a funeral, so they're going to be a funeral or something. They want a lot of people to attend. So they would call up the New York Times and pay to have them put in an advertisement for this dinner. So that's the Shaila. You're asking the Goyim to print a newspaper on Shabbos. So that's Amir al-Nachri. So what's the Heta? What's the Heta Amir al-Nachri? So there's a Kula, the Chayyadim has a Kula, Amir al-Nachri b'makam mitzvah de Rabbi. He says, if the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim, if the Erev fell down, and you have to get a goy, so it's a big city, and you won't be able, it's not that everybody's in shul, only 25 families, and you make an announcement in shul, and everybody will know that they shouldn't carry. No, there are a lot of shuls, and not everybody knows that the area fell down. So for sure, people are going to be Mechal Shabbos B'Shege. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayodam that since it's a mitzvah derabim, it's not really a mitzvah derabim, it's an avera derabim. And many people would be Mechal Shabbos. But he calls it a baka mitzvah derabim. So we say, Amir and Nachri is mutter. They say there was one such a mice, 10 people, it's called a mitzvah derabim. So it was a minion, 10 people wanted to eat shalashudas and they didn't have any food to eat. So they sent a goy to, they wanted to eat shalashudas in this location. And there was no food to eat. So they sent the guy to go to someone's home and pick up a box of matzahs, kosher matzahs, and bring it over here. So the guy had to carry it. So the guy had to carry on a highway. The guy had to carry on a highway. Usually to carry in a little village where they lived in Europe is only a carmelis. It's the shuzbam up in this. But the guy had to carry apparently on a highway. It was a shuzbam deraisa. So they were relying on this heter of the chayodim. That if you have 10 people, that's called a mitzvah derabim. So the makam mitzvah derabim, we even allow a mirul nachri on a nisa deraisa. So here, that's what a lot of Jewish organizations, a lot of Jewish institutions relied on that. They would call up the New York Times Friday afternoon, please put in a text of an advertisement for a levaya on Sunday or the annual dinner. And they relied on a mirul yakam and makam mitzvah derabim. Or sometimes they would rely, when you call up the New York Times, the girl who answers the phone is not the one who's going to set the type. She's going to tell someone else to set the type. So that's Amira d'Amira. So Amira d'Akam is only the Rabbanon. So if I ask a guy to do it, din the Rabbanon, so that's a shuz the shuz. So some achranim hold, Amira d'Amira. If I ask one guy to ask another guy to do the malacha, that's a shuz the shuz. A shuz the shuz, b'makam mitzvah is mutter. So the shayla shvus, the shvus b'makam mitzvah is mutter, but the mitzvah is not going to take place on Shabbos. The mitzvah is going to take place tomorrow. Let's say once here in the yeshiva, everybody was eating on Leil Shavuos in the kaf, and then we came back after we benched. We came back to the Beis Medrash for some crazy reason. They had turned off the lights. The Goyim turned off the lights. So it's a amir liyakam on a malacha deraisa to turn on the lights, but it was a makam mitzvah derabim. So the makam mitzvah derabim, we assume that it's mutter. So that's because they're going to be learning Torah now. It was on Yom Tov. It's amir liyakam and makam mitzvah derabim. Mitzvah derabim is going to take place today. So just like there's a din esed decha loisese, it has to be biyidna. It's not biyidna. It's not decha. So that requires literally be it has to be bevasacha. So here, it's not a real din eser dechal esesei, but it has to be a little bit be it. I'm asking the guy to do a malacha to fix the erev today, and it's the mitzvah the rabbim will not be mechal Shabbos today. But if I ask the guy to print in the newspaper an announcement about some levaya that's going to take place on Sunday, or there's going to be an annual dinner of the yeshiva and I want people to come to donate money. So the mitzvah is not going to take place today on Shabbos. The Amir Eliakim is taking place on Shabbos. The malacha is being done on Shabbos. And the mitzvah, the rabbim, is going to be on Sunday. So that's the negeah to this din. That's not called biyidna. If it would be all on the same day, the malacha would be today and the mitzvah would be today. So that's shvus kiroi v'hitiru, shvus v'chai kiroi hitiru. You only allow Shavuos Kareiva if the Isser is done today, the Malacha is done today, and the Mitzvah is going to be done, is going to take place today. But if it's a Shavuos Rechoika, lo yitiru. So Rav Shlomo Kluger has this tshuva. He assumes an interesting chiddush, that even when you make an Erev Tavshulin, if Yom Tov is on Friday, with the Erev Tavshulin, because the Magen Avraham said if Yom Tov is Thursday and Friday, and you made an Erev Tavshulin on Wednesday, you're only allowed to cook on Friday, if you have not allowed to cook on Thursday for Friday, for Shabbos. I would have said because Thursday is Yom Tov Deraisa, Friday is Yom Tov Derabban. And Magen Avraham says a different reason. He says this Gemara, Shavuos Kareiva Hitiru. So what does it mean, Shavuos Kareiva Hitiru? Benegeh to this Din Derabban, and it's a Shavuos, it's not a real Din Deraisa. So if it's going to take place on the same day, that's Shavuos Kareiva Hitiru. Why is it? I call it Biyidna. What's the mitzvah? To make the hachanas on Friday for Shabbos, that's a mitzvah. So that's Shavuos K'Rabbi Hitira, that's called the Yidna. So Rabbi Willig's father used to come every couple of weeks to the yeshiva. I used to learn Chavrusa with Rabbi Willig, so he used to always challenge us. We should write a tshuva halacha l'maaseh. He was bothered. He didn't know whether it's mutter or us. He said we should write a halacha l'maaseh. If it's mutter, it's mutter. But there's so many people who are unhappy about it. So I finally took up the challenge and I wrote that I think that it's asa. That's called shvus rechayka lahiyatiru. It's only mutter, but makam mitzvah derama. If the mitzvah derama is going to take place today on the same day. For purposes of din and derabbanim, we consider that the idna. If it would be a real din deraisa, you would really require the idna mamish. But when you get to the din and derabbanim, if it's going to take place on the same day, that's enough of a biidna. Some acharonim disagree there. They say years ago they didn't have a Shabbos clock, so they used to call the nagoy to turn on the lights in the shul on Shabbos, that the people should be able to daven. It's Amir Liakum. So only the Baluita, there are more quotes in Hilchas Erev Shabbos. The Baluita is of the opinion. Baluita was one of the Bali Atesus. The Baluita writes that Amir Liakum is muta b'maka mitzvah, any mitzvah. You don't need a shvuz the shvuz. Amir Liakum is muta because the Gemara says in Gitnan, Dav Ches on the base, that if you're buying Koinah Sadim and Anochri b'Shabbos, sometimes the Arabs are auctioning off. They're selling a farm, they're selling an Eretz Yisrael, they're selling a house. And if the Jews go to bid, so the Jews may buy. So if the Jew buys a home that's owned by a non-Jew, that's called Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's not a Jewish hands instead of being a Goyish hands. So that's a mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael Hitiru. So there are more rights in Hilchas Shabbos, when he quotes that din. It's only mutter if the ksiva is b'shar l'shoynes, if they're writing in Arabic, if they're writing in English. So the whole malach of ksiva is only b'derabban. Ksiva is only deraisa. The Rambam quotes this obscure shita. Ksiva is only deraisa if you're writing. The Mishnah in Gittin talks about writing a get either the Ashuris, ksav Ashuris, or b'ksav Yevonis. Because the Mishnah in Megillah says you can only write Kisra Kodesh either Ashuris or Yevonis. What's up, Yevonis? Because Noach said, "Yafta v'kim le'yefes v'yishkem ba'al eshem." So that's what the Gemara understood. Noach, what Noach makes, what the dinim are. The Rabbanu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu put in the Chumash this statement. Noach probably never said that. He said something like that. So the Rabbanu Shlom told Moshe Rabbeinu write in the Chumash as if Noach said, "Yafta v'kim le'yefes v'yishkem ba'al eshem." What it means is, "Yaf yifusa shol yefes." That's a reference to the Ksav. Yevonis, Yaf Yifusha Shol Yefes, may be used to translate the Torah into Greek. So you can have Kisra Kodesh written in Greek or in Ashuris. So there's one opinion in the Rishonim that the Malacha Deraisa of Ksiva B'Shab is only violated. It's only Malacha Deraisa if you write either B'Ksav Ashuris. If you write Hebrew the way we write script, or Rashi script, that's only a Malacha Medrabban. Only if you write Ksav Ashuris, if you write Ksav Yevonis. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that we should ignore that Ramah. So Ramah says the reason why it's mutter, if you're buying Mishamisha Vetzel to buy a field or a farm from an Arab in Eretz Yisrael, Mishamisha Vetzel Etiru. Yishav Eretzel is not a bigger mitzvah than any other mitzvah. That's the din, Shvus to Shvus, but Maka Mitzvah is mutter. So this is a Shvus to Shvus, because the Goy doesn't know how to write Hashuris, and the Doim, he didn't go to university, he doesn't know Greek, he didn't take Greek. So he doesn't know how to write. He's writing in Arabic or he's writing in English. It's only a shvuz de shvuz. So shvuz de shvuz, makam mitzvah is mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't paskan like the Ramah. It's mutter even if he's typing everything in ksav ashuris. And even if it's in ksav. And he says, we don't hold like that shita. We don't hold like that shita, that writing another. The Mishnah writes in Shabbos, akasa b'chaloshen, is a malacha deraisa. What do you mean? It's only with the Rabbah. It's against the Mishnah. So they give a shver teretz, but it's shver. We paskan if you write in any language. If he draw a picture, the Rambam says it's a malacha deraisa. If he writes simanim, it's a malacha deraisa. You don't have to dafke write to either Ashuris or Ksav Yevonis. So the Mishnah Berurah says we should ignore that the Ramah, it's not correct. Usually we don't hold like the Baluita, that Amir Eliakim is mutter b'makam mitzvah. Mishum Misha writes all the tiru. The Chachamim felt that it was important, so important that it's enough to be matter. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he thinks that it's a forgery. He thinks the Ramah never wrote it, and the printer stuck it in. Who had a negiah to put in, to make life difficult? The Minkacher Rebbe put it in. He was opposed to Zionism. Who put it in the Ramah? Who put the forgery himself? Funny, Aruch HaShulchan. He thinks it's a forgery, that the Ramah never would write such a thing. It's ridiculous. Mishnah Berurah says, we don't paskin like it. It doesn't say it's a forgery.
I think it's the printers wanted to print on Shabbos or something.
They wanted to print on Shabbos? Okay, the printers put it in.
Yeah.
Okay, could be. Anyway, we don't accept that a thing. So years ago, it was a common practice that the shuls didn't have a Shabbos clock, so they would have a goyish person would turn on the lights on Shabbos. Then when the people left the shul, left the musa, the goy would turn off the lights. Why did they turn off the lights? The makam mitzvah, the rabbim. It's a lot of people in the shul, 10 people or more, one a daven. So that's a makam mitzvah, the rabbim. And even if the sunlight comes in from the windows, but if the lights are on, you'll be able to see better, you can daven better. And then if you have a lot of lights on the shul, it's going to cost money, the shul is going to go broke. So that's why they would ask the goy to turn the lights off after the davening was over. That's also a mitzvah derabim. Amir Eliyakim on a deraisa, you don't even need a shul. Amir Eliyakim is mutam amakam mitzvah derabim. So one of the gedolim said, "Bamed dvar mamurim, Amir Eliyakim for davening purposes. Amir Eliyakim to save the tzibur money. But Amir Eliyakim, like this case, we walked from the cafeteria to the Beis Medrash on Leil Shavuos, and we find the lights are out. So you want to do Amir Eliyakim b'makam mitzvah derabim of Talmud Torah. So one of the gedolim held that you're not about to be matir because there is a din ha'isik b'mitzvah patam al mitzvah. So they quote the Yerushalmi, but it's a Babli also in the first pair in Moed Katan, in the first pair of Moed Katan, that ha'isik b'mitzvah patam al mitzvah applies to any other mitzvah except for Talmud Torah. A person is busy learning, so he's not going to daven mincha and ma'ariv, not going to put on tefillin. You're not going to daven, you're just going to sit and learn all day and all night. So the Rishalmi says, you don't say ha'isik b'mitzvah potam and ha'mitzvah. He's busy learning. He doesn't have to make a seder, he doesn't have to shake a lulav, he doesn't have to daven. You don't say it like that. It's going to turn out that he's lemin shalom and us lasais. So the only time you say ha'isik b'mitzvah potam and ha'mitzvah, if you're doing mitzvah A, you potam for mitzvah B. But doing all the mitzvahs enhances the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not that the mitzvahs are competing with each other. Learning is supposed to be loyman amanas lasais. So when he's going to be mafsik in the middle of the learning, nor to daven mincha, we shouldn't sit and learn here all day and all night and forget about mincha ma'ariv. No, davening mincha causes that to enhance the learning. Comes out that the learning, even though we're not learning about davening mincha, well, whatever you're learning, learning is supposed to be amanas lasais, to observe the mitzvahs. So if you're going to be mafsik in learning, in order to observe the mitzvahs, it's not your mafsik mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. The davening and shaking galulav and benching and everything enhances the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So the din doesn't apply. Oisik mitzvah, potam and a mitzvah doesn't apply. So one of the gedolim wrote in a tshuva, I think a tshuva is binyan oilam. I think it's, I forgot the name. So one of the gedolim in Europe has a tshuva that Amir Eliyakim is mutar b'makam mitzvah derabim, any other mitzvah, tefillah, any other mitzvah, but not Talmud Torah. But I thought we don't paskin like that. Even if it's Talmud Torah derabim, it's not that it's doicha. It's not that the mitzvah derabim is doicha the iser Amir Eliyakim, but b'makam mitzvah derabim like gozer barabanan. It's mutar. So even if it's Talmud Torah, it's also Mutar. Most of the Achranim didn't accept that, yeah.
If Rav Shlomo Kluger bases the psak that you can't cook Thursday night based on our Gemara?
Yeah. He holds that Shvus Rechok Elo Hitiru. So it's only Shvus Kraiva to cook on Vaya Mashishi Vechina Sashi Abiu. Achranis that you make on Friday. If Yontif is on Friday, Thursday night and Friday, so Shavuos Kareva Hitiru means on Friday in the daytime, and not on Thursday night.
Can you say there's a difference between our Gemara and Stam? Because our Gemara is talking about the Mikdash, and Mikdash Yom Halach Achar Yom, not Achar Laila.
Our Gemara is not talking about the difference between Yom Halach. Our Gemara just has the klal, Shavuos Kareva Hitiru, Shavuos V'chayk Aleitah, what does it mean? So I think what it means is Shvus Kroy Behitir because of the mitzvah Behechino. It says Hoy by Mashish Behechino says Sheyaviu. There's a mitzvah to prepare on Erev Shabbos. There's no mitzvah to prepare a week before for next Shabbos. So that's Shvus V'chayke Lohitiru. But if it's Yom Tov Ischal on Erev Shabbos, then it's Shvus Kareiva. To prepare for this Shabbos, the day before, that's Shvus Kareiva. And it's only, and then Rav Shlomo Kluger adds on, it's only a mitzvah Bayom. That's how the Mishnah Berurah also says. It says if you make all the hachanas on Thursday night, then you're not mekayim that mitzvah Bahaya Bayom HaShishi. He thinks Bayom HaShishi means in the morning. He says usually you're not allowed to do your own tzarachim before davening. Let's say I'm going to daven at the 7:45 minyan on Friday morning, and I'm afraid the bakery is going to sell the last challahs. By the time I'm going to get back from davening, the bakery will have sold out all the challahs. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that it's mutter to go shopping for the challahs on Erev Shabbos before Shachris. You're not allowed to take care of your own tzarachim. You're not allowed to cook the food for Shabbos before you daven Shachris. Yeah, that's because you can cook the food later on. But if you're afraid they're not going to have any more challahs and you're not in a position that you can't bake your own challah, you have to buy from the bakery. So then he says he thinks you're allowed to buy in the bakery on Friday morning. Because that's the mitzvah, l'havi yamashishi, early in the morning. Yamashishi, early in the morning. V'chino esan sheyaviyu. Interesting. Interesting din. So that was the first kasha. Ace, we hear the bottom line on Mem Hey, I'm a base going over to Mem Zayin, I'm enough. Rabbi, it has two kashas against Rav Chisda. So one kasha was every week you bake Palachim upon him on Friday, and if Friday is Yontif, then you bake it on Thursday. And if it's Thursday and Friday is Rosh Hashanah, then you bake it on Wednesday. So why can't you bake it on Yontif? You're going to eat it next Shabbos. Tachas Shabbos Nasim Yontif. We say, Shes, Shes, Krav, Yitiv, Shes, V'chayk, Lay, Yitiv. You're going to bake Midrabbanan Tzachis Shabbos are not Nasa Miyontav. You have to make an Erev Tav Shilin. But in the base HaMikdash, we say Ein Shavuz BaMikdash. But Ein Shavuz BaMikdash is only if it's a Shavuz Kuroi B'Hitiru, Shavuz Chok Eloi Hitiru. Shoyin. Craig Di Gemara, but the Tana Reb Shem Gamliel says, Nem Reb Shem Erazgan, you are permitted to bake on Yontav. Dechas HaYontav, Ene Dechas HaYom Tzom. You're allowed to bake Lechem upon him on Yontav, because Eichon Nefesh, even though you're going to eat it next week. What you just said, Asvar Shus Kravi Lahitiru, Shus Vachak Lahitiru, everything more non, but hopefully, this is exactly the Machlek. Marsav Shus Kravi Tiru, Shus Vachak Lahitiru, Marsav, Reb Shimming Amlio quotes in there, Mashim Ben Azgan, even Shus Vachak also Hitiru, we don't pass come like him. Fine. That's the first suggestion. That's the first Kash. Then Marsav Rab Mary, he asked the same Kash that Rabbi asked and Rab Chiz, he asked the same Kash along the same style. Shte Alechem is brought on Shavuos together with Gips Atzeres. So you bake it on Erev Shavuos. En Nachalas LaPochus Mishnah. You always bake it on Erev Shavuos, you eat it on Shavuos. But Lo Yosef HaShloisha. If Erev Shavuos is Shabbos, if Shavuos is on Sunday, and Erev Shavuos is on Shabbos, then you can't bake it on Erev Shavuos. You have to bake it on Erev Shabbos. Ketzet, Nebzer, Yondam Nachalas LaYantav Mishnah, Chal Yantav LaYosach HaShabbos, if Shavuos is on a Sunday, so then you bake it on Friday, which is going to be 2 days before. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, and if Rav Chisda is right, the Tzoche Shabbos Nasa B'Yontov, so it should be a Kal V'Chaymer. Hashta, the Shabbos B'Yontov, sorry, if Rav Chisda holds you allowed to bake on Yontov for Shabbos, the Yontov, Yontov, boy, of course you're allowed to bake on Yontov, Yontov. That's what Rashi and Taisus say. What? Akasha with a kavachim, but that's Eichal Nefesh. They should have asked Akasha, it's Eichal Nefesh. What do they ask? Akasha with a kavachim. That's the first two lines in Taisus, V'hi Amrit. Why did he ask Akasha with a tema l'ri? My parach, Rab Chizal, Palagalei, the Rabbi, whether it's Eichal Shabbos, and Asim, Yontov. But here he's talking, why can't you bake the lechem up? Why can't you bake the shtei lechem on Shavuos? For some reason, I would know that you have to say lechem lo la gavoya. So what's the kasha? What was the kasha in the first place? So Rashi gives one answer, and Tosfos is not happy with Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Chisda holds, so Chishab is not some yontif, you don't need miyad. And Rabbah holds that that's wrong. That just like we gave the Moshe, just like sometimes on Shabbos there's a head to Berech, and Metech of Sovos, miyad biyad, it's only mut if it's miyad, because Derech Achila, that's what some Rishonim say, Derech Achila can't be labeled as a Moloche, so all the Molochas on Yontif are only mutter if it's in a certain sense miyad. If you're going to cook it, then you're going to eat it soon. But if I'm going to cook it now, I'm going to eat it later, so then it's not miyad, so then it's not Derech Suda. On Shabbos, if it's Derech Achila, it's mutter. If it's derech suda, it's not muta. But on yontif, it's even more kal. So if it's derech suda, it's muta. But if you're going to bake it on, you're going to cook something. How can erev tavshon be matan nisa deraisa? You're going to cook on Friday. Al das to eat it. Friday is yontif. You're going to cook on yontif to eat it on Shabbos. That's to tomorrow. How is that derech suda? So Rav Chisda holds you don't need derech suda. It's a heter achal nefesh. And Rabbi doesn't agree with him. So that's what Rabbi said. Bishleimeli didi. I understand why you're not about to bake the lechem, why you're not about to bake the shtei lechem on Shavuos. Because shtei lechem is hegdish, and it's also kodesh, it's also bachil, and to left you do this, because Adam on the kibse atzeres, the shalmei tziba, the zivche shalmei tziba. So it's not going to be samach. It's not going to be miyad. So that's why you're not allowed to cook it. But lidi doch, you Rav Chisda hold tzarich shabbos nas biyomtiv. It's 20 hours before, and you're not worried about that. So why isn't it mutter? So he says no lachem lo lagavoy. That's what Rav Chisda answers. But that was the whole kasha. And Tosfos said they never heard of such a thing. Whoever heard that it has to be miyad. Tosfos quotes the Rashi, and they're not happy. Where's the Tosfos? Chenir here. The Chenir, the Kamon, Gabi Shtei Alechem. The Rashi Pirish, Gabi Shtei Alechem, the Rabbe, Osi Shapa, the Loshaycha, Hoyo, and Shum, the Hishayta, Lachozu, Achi Ishchatu, Aleim, Kvasim, Yizu, Gdam, Kosh, and Leri. Never heard of such a din who says that you need Tzomach, who says you need Miyad. Tosfos doesn't agree. So that's the Shaila. How do we pass Kan Alech, Lai, Maisim, Achlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos? So you know where this is quoted? It says in the Shulchan Aruch that it says in the Mishnah that you need Shnei Tavshilin on the Kaira on Pesach by the Seder. So the Gemara has a Shaila, what is Shnei Tavshilin all about? We spoke a little before Pesach. Shnei Tavshilin, the Maskane, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Shnei Tavshilin was introduced after the Churban HaBayis, Echad Zechel HaPesach, Echad Zechel HaChagiga. But first the Gemara thought, no, Shnei Tavshilin is a din, even Mizman HaBayis. Shnei Tavshilin means it's Suda Chashuva, like it says Erev Tisha B'av Yeftach Hatzois by the Suda Mavsekis. If it's Yeftach Hatzois and it's the last meal, so you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilin, because that's a Suda Chashuva. That's an elaborate meal. So there was one opinion that it's that on Pesach night it's supposed to be an elaborate meal. So our meaning, we assume the Maskar Zecha Zecha Le Pesach Echa Zecha Le Chagim. So one of them we do Tzli. Meaning is you do both tzli, okay, but at least one of them you do tzli, zecha lepesach. So let's say you have a piece of meat, or you have a chicken, and you have tzli. So the meaning of most places is that you don't eat tzli. That's what it says, mokum shenog lechol tzli ochlem, mokum shenog shlo lechol tzli en ochlem. Why? No one should think that someone's eating kachim bachutz. The korban pesach has to be tzliyesh, matzah samarim yochlu. So people will eat tzli, maybe the onlooker will think that he's eating korban pesach. Some communities had a minig bedavke yes to eat tzli, zecha lepesach. And the prevailing minig by Ashkenazim, I don't know, maybe there's probably some svardim who have that minig, davke to eat tzli, to have a zecha lepesach. But the prevailing minig by the Ashkenazim, you don't eat tzli.
I think in Yemen.
What?
I think in Yemen.
They had a minig davke yes to eat tzli. Oh. So let's say by Ashkenazim that we don't eat tzli. So let's say the balabasta forgot to broil the zroa on Erev Pesach. Is she allowed to broil the zroa on Leil Pesach? So if there is some temanim around, so for them they're Jewish. They're Jewish people. So it's eichal nefesh. If they want, they can eat it tonight. But let's say we don't have any temanim at all. We live in Poland. There are no temanim at all. So you never heard of the Taimanim. So are you allowed to broil the flesh for the Shnei Tavshilin, having a mind to eat it tomorrow? So the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetiv says, no, we should be machma like Rashi. Rashi says, be paskal like Rabbah, not like Rab Chizda. And Rabbi Hol says, no heter echal nefesh, unless it's miyad. So you're gonna broil the flesh on Leil HaPesach, al das, to eat it tomorrow in the daytime. That's not muta. To broil it at night of the first Seder, al das, to eat it tomorrow, the second day. I'm going to use it both for the first Seder and the second Seder. So to broil it the night of the first Seder, al das, to eat it the morning of the second day, Pesach. You're not about to cook on the first day, Pesach, but the second day, Pesach. So they're going to broil tonight and eat it tomorrow in the daytime. So it's today for today. But it's not miyad, because tonight no one's allowed to eat tzli. Our meaning is we don't eat tzli. So the Shari Tshuva, I think, says we should be machma like Rashi. Rashi learned that this is linked up. The three machlekes and Rabbi Rav Chizkiya, and they're all interconnected. That's what we explain. Taisus is not happy with the Rashi. He thinks that it's not correct. He thinks that it's not the pshat. But Rashi learns that the pshat and the kasha was it's not miyad, so that's why it's not muta to cook to bake the shtei halechem on Shavuos, al das, to eat it later in the day, because when he bakes it, it's hekdesh, and you're not allowed to eat it miyad, so you can't eat it till after Zrikas Adam of the Kibsei Atzeres. So that's not miyad. So that's the Shari Tshuva thinks it should be machmer for the Rashi sheet. That's Megel Alocha, yeah.
Can't say
Hoel? Hoel means you can use it now. But tonight I can't use it. Rabbi holds, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, even though your kavan is to eat it on Shabbos, because theoretically you could have eaten it right now on Yom Tov. But if I'm broiling the flesh to put on the kaira, I can't. No one can eat it now. We don't have any teman in here. We live in Poland. No one's going to eat it now.
Even though it's only a
minhag? Yeah. Because you have b'feirush in mind. No one's going to eat it. It's not chaych. Hoel means, theoretically, someone can eat it now. But if no one's going to eat it now, then it's not miyad. Yeah, that was the kasha. Fine, that was the gemara. So the gemara asked Rav Chizda, if you hold tzorcha shabbos not miyad, you don't need miyad. So then, why can't you bake the shtei alechem on Shabbos? And Mar says, no, lechem lo lagavoyna. But there was one Tana holds that you are allowed to bake it on Yom Tov. You don't have to bake the shtei alechem on Erev Shabbos. You can bake it on Shabbos. What does he do with the pasuk lechem? No, he holds lechem lo liyakum. Okay. And then Taisa says, we can. It's not either or. You can say all three, lechem lo liklovim, lechem lo liyakum, lechem lo lagavoyna. You can dash in all three. That's what Taisa writes. Lachem, you can hold all three drushes. You don't have to say it's only a lachem alo leklovim and the other one's not. All three drushes are good. Okay. So then the Gemara has on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a kasha. Rav Acha bar Rav, how does the Gemara say? Sholach le Rav Chizda apparently lived in a different location. So Rav Chizda wanted to ask a kasha to Rabba. So he sent a messenger. He sends Rav Acha bar Rav Huna to ask a kasha. There is a Mishnah Makkas, interesting Mishnah Yishchorish Talam Echad. Person does one pa'ula and he gets eight times Malkas. Why? What is he doing? So the Mishnah has, he's doing Chorish Bishar B'chamor, that's an Issa Klein, Vehem Ugdoshim, that's an Issa Me'ila, Uklein B'kerem, and it's Nas HaShmita, and it's Yantav, and it happens to be he's doing this in his cemetery. And he's a Nazar and a Kohen, the Beis Atum. So this is only seven. No, Nachman. Chorish B'Shorach Hamor is one lav, Me'ila is the second lav, Klai Mekerem is the third lav, Shemitah is the fourth lav, and it's Yom Tov is five, and he's a Kohen and a Nazar, and it's in his cemetery, the six and seven. So how is it eight? So what's the eighth Avera? So Rashi explains that there are two different Mukdoshin over here. If it's a korban, then there's a violation. Asava b'chor sharech, well, asoga is b'chor tzeinech. Pasuk says b'chor means even though b'chor is only kachim kalim, it's even kachim kalim. If it's kachim, it's also included. Fine. That's l'asava b'chor sharech. Then there's an isa me'ila behegdush. So when you use mukdashim, so the two isur. Tosfos is not happy with Rashi's pshat. So Tosfos writes in the beginning of the Tosfos, Pirush HaKuntras, Mikudoshim, Mikatarte. You have to come up with an eighth lav, because in the Mishnah it only has seven, and it says the eight times Malkus, what's the eighth lav? So Pirush HaKuntras, the Mikudoshim, Mikatarte, Bishor, he violates, Oiv HaMishum HaLasav, B'chor Sharecha, and the Chamor, which is Kotz Bet HaGabai, is Chav Mishum Ila. So Tosfos said, why did Rashi say, L'Sav B'chor Sharecha is on the shore, and on the chamor, which is kedushas better kabayis, that's going to be meila. V'chinen dochet, the b'shor gufim mechayim shum meila. Imhu oila oichatos. Why imhu oila oichatos? What does that mean? Imhu oila oichatos. So the Maharsha has a funny lotion. If it's a korban, what do you mean? If it's a korban, you're going to say if it's oila oichatos means if it's a korban. Tosis quotes that the Gemara Makkos, a few lines later, they quote the Gemara Makkos that is talking about a b'chor. Of course it's a korban. Of course it's a korban. No. Oila chatos means it's kochin kochin. Because it didn't, the Mishnah's meal, it said there's only nefesh, how does it say in Parshas Vayikra? Nefesh kisim amal b'chata b'shkogim mikotche Hashem. So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mishnah meal, mikotche Hashem kochim ham yuchadim l'Hashem. There's only meal on kochin kochim, on kochim kalim, there is no din meal. So the Mishnah says, Kochim Kalim is Lai Nanim V'Lai Mailim. You're not allowed to be Nana from it. But if you did get Hanoi, you don't have the penalty. You don't have to bring Hashem Ilus. You have to take care of Mechaymish. So that's a big Machloikas of Rishonim. There's a Rashba in the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. Has a Machloikas of Rishonim. When you say, but Kochim Kalim, Lai Nanim V'Lai Mailim, there's no Me'ilah. But Lai Nanim, you're not allowed to get Hanoi. Lai Nanim is only Midirabbanon, or Lai Nanim is an Isa Deraisa. The Mishnahis have that refrain in the Ila. You have it a few times. Leinenim leimoylem. In all the other cases, it's leinenim only mederabbanim. All the other cases, leimoylem, because menatayr, it's not hegdish. Leinenim mederabbanim, you're not allowed to get on them. But by kachim kalim, it's a big machlokes harishonim. So the pashtus is, imhu oila chatas means if it's kachim kachim. If it's kachim kachim, then there'll be malchus. If it's a pchor, it's kachim kalim. Then they won't. Then there's no meila. Pasha pshat and taisus is that they hold that the iser of meila, the iser deras, only applies to kach kach, and leinanim is only mederabon. Rab Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rab Chaim held that it's inconceivable that it should only be an iser derabon, inconceivable. But it's a machlokes harishonim. Half of the rishonim say the very leinanim is only mederabon. So I thought that's the pasha pshat. Imhu oila oichatas means if it's kach kach. If it's kachi kachim, then there'll be an isa me'ilim and atar, and there'll be loike anat. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. So what does Tosfos say? Where's the eighth lav? So Tosfos explained, they dug up by Yerushalmi. They say, klai bekerem is always two lavim. Klai is rhyme is a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. You know, sotchalos is your klai. If you plant two vegetables near each other, that's an Issa deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara said that whenever goes on a chutz la'aretz, because in Eretz Yisrael gufe, it's an Issa kal. Kloy hakerem, not only are you not allowed to plant kloy hakerem, if you plant it, it is asa bachila, asa ba'no. But kloy zraim, if you plant it, it is muta bachila. There are different fruits that are kavas ilanis, that's for sure, that's an Issa deraisa. But if they made it the harkabas ilanis, so you're allowed to eat the fruit. Only if it's kloy hakerem, then it's also b'achila, also b'hano. So the Gemara says, kloy hakerem, which is very chomer, so then they made a gzera b'chutz loris auto eretz yisoh. But kloy zroim, that the yebet, if you did it, it'll be mutah. It's just an isa, you're not allowed to plant it. So the isa is an isa kal, in contrast to kloy hakerem. So they never asked it b'chutz loris. Very strange. What do you mean? You only make a gzera if it's an isa chomer, it's an isa kal, you don't make a gzera. It doesn't make sense. So Rashi says there in Kiddushin that Klo Yisroim is only an Issa de Rabbanon. Tosfos said, what in the world is he talking about? It's a Pasuk El Chumash, Sotcha Lo Sizu Kelayim. So Rashi understood that Sotcha Lo Sizu Kelayim means you're not allowed to plant Klo Yisroim. It doesn't mean Sotcha. Klo Yisroim is only with the Rabbanon. So according to Rashi, the Gemara, I think we spoke last week about it, the Gemara should have said, that whenever goes a kloy zerah mechutz loretz goes an eretz al guf, it's only midirabbanan. So you can't make a gzeira l'gzeira. The Gemara didn't say that. Maybe that's how Rashi understood the Gemara. They never made a gzeira to asa kloy zerah mechutz loretz because an eretz al guf, it's only midirabbanan. The haraya that an eretz Yisrael b'di'evet, if you planted kloy zerah, it'll be mutter. Kloy hakerem is an isa deraisa, so that's why they made a gzeira mechutz loretz. And v'haraya, that's the rice, that's the rabban, that kloy hakerem is also b'deyevid. If you plant it, kloy hakerem, you're not allowed to eat it. And kloy zorma, if you planted it, you are allowed to eat it. Anyway, so that's tesis lishitosim and Rashi lishitosim. Rashi didn't say that the eighth lav, the Mishnah said you get eight times malchus and only lists off seven averas. So which is the missing avera here? So tesis said the missing avera is that in kloy hakerem is always the two lav, there's kloy zorma, kloy hakerem. So that's Taisa L'shitasam, that they hold that when the Pasuk says Sadcha L'sizik Kalayim, it means what it says. And Rashi reinterpreted the Pasuk, that it doesn't go in Kloy Zeram. The plan Kloy Zeram is only in Issa de Rabbanan. So Rashi L'shitasam can't learn that that's the missing glav here, because the Mishnah says Yechayev eight times Malchus. So this Machlekes, Rashi and Taisa, is the bottom Taisa, the Mikdashim. This L'shitasam and Kedushim at the end of the first pair. We're still not finished with the sugya. Okay, maybe I don't know, maybe we should leave off here, and we should start chazara now. Okay. Again, when is the bechina going to be?
Next Thursday, a week from Thursday.
A week from this coming Thursday. Okay, so maybe we'll start chazara tomorrow. Okay, the chazara will start from I think the Mishnah Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. That's correct. So we'll start tomorrow from Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. Good. Oh, we have to vote also. Keep in mind how many people think they're going to be here on during the June's month. And then those who plan to stay, what do you want to learn? Do you want to continue learning more Pesach? Should we finish Hoyle? Then learn some more Gemara for the soul? Or you want to learn something else? Exotic. Everything is exotic.
We started to discuss most of the Talmidim are saying for Jews, man, asked if we could learn one of the Kachim Prakim himself.
Okay.
Or some of the Talmidim wanted to learn Arvei Pesachim. Most who are going to be here asked to learn one of the Kachim Prakim himself. But really, whatever Rebbe would like. Everyone is happy to learn whatever Rebbe would like.
Okay. I'll give it some thought.
Okay.
Very good.